Rise and Shine with Robbo and friends
on Vision.
Anna Hetherington dropped in yesterday.
Amazing.
Was in Brizzy with her mum. We'll continue to keep her mum in prayer because she's been in surgery this week. But Anna came in. She's from out near Longreach and have lived on the land out there for long time.
Yes. Third generation?
No, I think she said eighth generation.
Oh, okay.
So certainly been there for a while.
Yes.
And been living through the drought, of course. So she came to share photos with us. And we're going to put a couple of those on Facebook. Some photos of what it's been like, I guess, to watch the land dry up like it has. But we had a conversation with Anna and wanted to share that with you this morning.
Well, I'm very excited because we're joined by the lovely Anna in the studio. She's come down from Longreach to join us in the studio and just wanted to chat to us about being a landowner in the drought. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Becky.
It's been great to meet you.
It's a full-on season of life that has been going on for a long time for you guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, my hat's off to you, definitely.
Thank you.
It must be amazing, I guess, to be there because we often talk about drought and farmers and whatever.
We have no idea.
But we've got no idea what's going on. You've just shown us some photos, which really helps, I guess, to paint the picture of what it actually looks like and what you guys are dealing with. And even to say, you're from Longreach. Obviously, you're from out of Longreach. How far out of town are you?
We're about 100 kilometres north. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a short drive.
But that's the nearest shop, I guess, is Longreach.
Well, there is a shop about 40 kilometres, but most of our services are in Longreach, so we head down there. So when we call going into town.
That's right. 100
kilometres.
Wow, we sort of
200 kilometre round trip.
Oh, wow. How do you do church?
How do we do church?
Yeah.
That's a really interesting question. There are obviously believers in Longreach, but we found over the years that it was really hard getting up in the mornings on a Sunday, doing all your chores, et cetera.
And then getting somewhere.
Yeah, getting into town, doing a 200-kilometre round trip. And we really felt that the Lord was just saying that he was with us whether we were there or not.
Cool.
And where two or more are gathered, there he is amongst us. And it's amazing how he's brought his word to us, revelation to us, and also how he brings other believers into our hearts and homes. So we actually don't feel very isolated.
That's
great. And then into that journey, along came Vision.
Oh.
Vision Radio. And you've got no idea how that has made such a difference to us all.
That's awesome. That's so good to hear. So how do you listen? Because obviously you're a long way from Longreach. So are you listening via an app or do you have it via satellite? How do you actually pick it up?
We pick it up via satellite or internet connection. So so long as we have an internet connection, we can get access. And also my husband has a connection in the truck, an aerial. And so when he's driving along in the road train doing long journeys, he's found it absolutely wonderful to be able to listen to teaching and be encouraged.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And actually, Vision Radio has made a huge difference to his walk.
Excellent. That's so good to hear.
That's lovely to hear.
Because I guess the reality is
we just muck around. And
as you say, it's long. Everything you do is long distance. So being able to listen to something while you're doing those, or even if it's, I guess, you're out in a paddock somewhere, you can be tuned in.
And you see, when you live in an environment where you have access to lots of church, so in a way, and this is not meant negatively, but in large populated areas, you have access to like a smorgasbord of churches and other believers and Christian bookstores and CDs and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Where we are, it's all via the internet if we have an internet connection or it's via ordering something online or it's ringing somebody up. And having Vision live streaming to us and being able to access a variety of teaching and music is actually really encouraging.
That's awesome.
So you helped me clean the troughs.
And we don't even smell when we're done.
Well, yeah, I'll send, let us know.
Becky's more of a foreman, I think.
Yeah, I think more, I'm
you
more
missed
management.
A bit over there.
I'm more sort of, so get in there.
You might know that you're there with us.
Yeah.
That is
excellent.
So cool.
That's good.
And there are
I'm glad
a lot
to see
of,
I'm doing my chores.
There's a lot of Christians who aren't in areas where they have that smorgasbord. And that's where what you're doing makes a big difference.
This is Rise and Shine for a Thursday morning and a chat that we had yesterday with Anna Hetherington.
Amazing.
She dropped in and shared some photos with us. And have a look at Facebook. We're going to put some of these photos up this morning. A comparison of their property 6 years ago, just after their last good rain, and today it is mind-blowing to see the way that the land has dried out. So check that out, facebook.com/visionradio. But listen out for the balance of our conversation with Anna right after this.
Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
We're playing out a chat that we had with the lovely Anna. She's a landowner in drought-affected areas. I said Longreach, but she's like 100 km from Longreach. So, you know, just a small trip.
That's right, just a little wee drive into town.
She laughed.
But this is the balance of the conversation we had yesterday with Anna. So paint a bit of a picture for us. I mean, you've just shown us some photos, which were very helpful. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind, we might put a couple on Facebook, if that's all right. Mm-hmm. I'd love to share some of those. But I guess, what does it, you know, when we talk about, okay, Longreach hasn't had rain for 6 years, good rain.
There has been rain in that time, but it hasn't replenished the subsoil
hasn't been
moisture,
yet, yeah,
which
enough to,
brings the native grasses out and replenishes the country.
So what does it actually mean then for a landowner like yourself in an area that's had, you know, inconsistent or, you know, patchy rain for a extended period like that? What does that actually, how does that impact your property? How does that impact, you know, your animals and even you guys?
Well, there's probably three sections to it. One is the animals, and obviously they're your first priority. Well, obviously your first priority is God and each other and then the animals. Yeah. But in a work sense, the animals, it's very hard for a landholder to go in and have a big meal while their animals are starving. That's a very, very, very confronting thing. So your animal welfare and your own personal lives and you're bringing up your children, et cetera, and trying to make sure their needs are met. And then obviously your financial side of things. Now, if you're in a any sort of business and somebody comes along to you and says, for an indefinite period, we're going to reduce your income by a third, a quarter, a fifth, and we can't tell you.
We don't know how long it'll be.
We don't know how long it will be.
Mm.
Yep.
But it'll be years. I mean, obviously in this case it's 6 years and the drought isn't broken, is it? I mean, still are believing for rain to come.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So then you're trying to go along. Your costs remain the same. So you've still got rents and rates and food and education costs and all those sorts of things and your fuel and whatever. And it, like we were saying, for us to go and buy our groceries, it's a 200-kilometre round trip.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know,
so you fuel is a big component of what you do. So then you turn around and you try to make it work, and so every property will work on having a bit of a margin for if there is drought.
Mm.
But if you turn the tap off in the paddocks for 6 years and counting, you're suddenly in a situation where your costs are ongoing and your income's not coming in. So then you've got to try and find off-farm employment. But then that puts pressure on physically because, I mean, I have health issues and my husband's off in a road train bringing in income that way as much as he can. Mm. So there's a physical and personal thing. But we feel fortunate. We feel supported by the Lord in so many ways.
Yeah.
So it's not all negative. It certainly brought us into a much, much, much deeper relationship with him.
Mm. Well, I guess it's that, you know, you're relying in a much greater way.
We rely on him entirely for everything.
Mm.
And in some ways, that's actually a lovely spot to be.
Yeah,
that's right.
Once you stop fighting it, it's actually rather comforting. Once you actually really get that he really is who he says he is.
Mm. Mm.
That's great.
And that, you know, there's that old hymn and it says, you lean back in the everlasting arms.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you actually lean back in the everlasting arms, it is actually really comforting.
Well, that reminds me of, I mean, the passage where Paul's talking about, you know, I have abounded and I have had little and all these different things, but in whatever state I am, I've learned to be content.
Yes.
And I guess really that's what you're describing. You've learned that God, you know, will sustain you. In your weakness, his strength is revealed, and you've learned contentment in that. But that's not an easy thing. But I guess when you get there, you think, oh, I actually quite enjoy being in this place.
It is, because it actually – I'm not saying that I walk through life in a bubble of denial. I walk through life now with a feeling of it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Whatever comes up, it will be okay. The Lord my God goes before me. He undergirds me. He is my strength. He is my portion. His grace is sufficient for me. And so every situation I come up to, and us as a family, we come up to and we're just like, your grace is sufficient for us.
Excellent.
And we really feel it. Wow. And the more we choose to believe it, the more exciting. Yeah. I'm actually really excited. I'm wow. excited for how he's going to get us out of
Praise
it.
Praise God.
I'm excited. I mean, our financial situation has gone, you know, crazy as a result of this drought.
Yeah.
But we're managing.
Yeah.
He's undergirding us.
Yeah.
It's bleak,
mm-hmm.
but it's not bleak because he's in charge. And I actually said to my husband a while back, sell the place to God.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sell it to him. Don't worry about where it's all going to come to. Sell the place to him and then ask him if we can put us on as managers.
That is a brilliant concept, isn't it? Yeah.
So we've sold the place to him.
I love it.
Fair enough.
That's awesome. So good.
Mm.
My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory.
Yeah.
But it's a...
And he has a spare for a reason.
Yeah.
He must have a spare there for a reason in the sense that he's not taking us out of the situation at this point and he's teaching us in it. And, it's been the most mind-boggling time of my life.
Yeah.
But it's also been... our daughter... Josie said the other day, you know, I'm falling more and more in love with God every day.
Wow.
And I thought, yeah, that's exactly right.
That's awesome.
That's brilliant.
You know, the next generation
Praise
to
God.
See, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And, you know, hats off to you and your husband because you're obviously, you know, portraying all these things when you could probably be thinking, what?
There's been times.
Yeah, you know, but your daughters are seeing you, you know, and that's great.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Well, thanks so much for sharing a bit of your story with us.
Yeah, we love it.
So good to connect, and thanks for sharing those photos too because that does help to certainly paint a picture.
Mm.
But appreciate what you've been saying. I mean, obviously God's got you on an exciting journey, and we do certainly continue to pray
that
rain will come. I mean, you don't wish for it to continue as it has, but it's been good to hear that God's been – you know, I guess growing you in your heart as you've walked through this journey. So God bless you and your family.
Thank you.
And we pray that the rains will come real soon for you guys and all the others out in the Central West.
Thank you.
Great to hear the story from Anna and just, I guess, the commitment to stick it out, you know, despite the challenges that they face. And it was great to have Anna share some of those photos with us and did a bit of a catch-up with some of our staff as well. And I'll tell you what, we were all just, you know,
gobsmacked.
Mouths just wide open. Yeah. Amazing. Incredible stuff. We'll continue to pray for rain. And of course, the other things that are happening with Project Boost as well, the booklets
cards.
That we're doing, the Word for Today, Drought Edition,
yes.
gift cards, all those
still
different things
my head around it.
That are going on. You can see all the details about that at projectboost.org.au.
Across Australia, this is Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
We've been talking this morning to Anna from Long Reach, well, 100 k's out of Long Reach, about just living through the drought.
Mm.
And I have to say, blown away by her faith.
Mm. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Just holding on to God, you know, through those tough times.
So,
it's
really.
Pretty amazing.
Really lovely to see.
Mm. We had a call, though, from Judy this morning in Rocky. You had something to add to that?
So this morning I was listening to you guys saying that they were sending out booklets to the people who are suffering from drought.
Mm-hmm.
I work for the Salvation Army and my area is Long Reach, the coast out to Long Reach and beyond. So with the Salvation Army, we actually have a drought assistance line for those people
who
are suffering drought. So I want to extend the offer and I thought, you know, God just goes, you know what, you need to call these guys and get this out there because I'm sure that there are many people who are suffering drought who really do need a hand up and a hand out, you know what I mean? So I just want to encourage them. We do have an online site so they don't even have to talk to a person if they don't feel like it. And it's just salvos.org.au/drought.
Brilliant.
Excellent. Thank you
Brilliant.
For that.
That's so important.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, like, we want them to call out. You know, they go, oh, it's not that bad. Yes, it is. It is that bad. And we understand that they've been going through this for, you know, over 6 years now and we are standing by them and have done, you know, all those times. So I just want to encourage them to, you know, to seek help and see what we can do.
Yeah,
that's
excellent.
Awesome.
Oh, good on you for what you're doing.
Yeah,
Judy, it's wonderful
you, Judy.
To hear.
Oh, no, it's God's work. I'm just the tool.
Good. Hey, listen, would you mind? We've been praying every day for rain on air. Would you, can we put you on the spot and ask you to pray for the drought to break?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Lord, as we come together around the radio station today, we bless all those people who are looking after our land and what they do. Lord, we pray for the precious commodity rain and what it can do and to lighten the spirit. Lord, rain on their spirit, rain on the land. Just, you know, when you see fit and in your time, fill the land with water so that we can have fresh life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Judy. Thanks for all you do.
You're amazing.
No, blessing. You guys are amazing. I love it.
It's great to hear from Judy in Rockhampton.
Thank you.
And we're just sharing that conversation before that with Anna from Longreach. And we've just posted those photos on Facebook. You can have a look at facebook.com/Vision Radio, the comparison of this river on their property from back when the rains had come. And today, it's just staggering to see just how dry it is. It's amazing. Check it out, facebook.com/Vision Radio. And as you stare at that, continue to pray for those people in central West Queensland and other parts or all throughout New South Wales that are desperate for rain at the moment. So continue to pray with us as we are going to be doing every day this month.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.